Welcome to the LifeLink Church Podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
We're just about to jump into God's word. Are you ready to let God talk to you and rearrange the way you think this morning? All right, go ahead and slip your hand up if you made it past the greeters and did not get a sermon notes today. I promise you there's information in there you're going to want. Whether you take notes or not, there's stuff in there that you're going to definitely want, so make sure you grab those. If you're using digital formats this morning, the YouVersion or the LifeLink app are great places for those. I want to encourage you to make sure you get those. Starting a brand new series called Playlist. Everyone say Playlist. And this morning, we're going to be actually talking about what's on the playlist of our mind and heart and how it affects every part of our life. Next week, we're going to actually be talking about how to set your playlist up for life change, God's way. Part three is the following week, which is winning plays for your life's playlist. And then part four of this month, we're actually going to be taking that Sunday as a vision Sunday to reset some things that God's put in our hearts for the last half of this year. It's going to be so, so, so exciting. Everyone say playlist. So this morning I want to talk to you about really two different types of playlists. How many of you have or know what a DVR is or something that you record programming at home? Can I see that hand? How many of you won't raise your hand no matter what I ask? Just accountability right here, accountability. Now this section was not doing too good. Let me ask on this section. How many of you, I'm just kidding, y'all, coming back to you for a second. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about with a DVR programming? All right, good. All right, last chance on this side. Y'all ready? How many of you know what a DVR is? Record. Okay, we're all in. This is all good. Hey, everybody, y'all ready to have some fun this morning? God's going to rock your world, and I'm so excited about it. So the bottom line is, playlist, the first one, is the programming that we set up to entertain ourselves with, and we know what that feels like, or we know how it works because we set those things up, and when we get home from work or we get home from church or whatever it is, there's the games are on and the programming that we've set up, and we just sit back in our chair and just enjoy it. That the recording of those playlists are really what we're setting up for ourselves. That's what I'm going to key in on. Second kind of playlist that you would see a coach have on the sidelines of a sporting event, called sometimes a playbook or a playlist. And so as they're going through down after down sets or going up and down the courts on the basketball court, they'll have the ideas of different types of strategies and responses to what they see based on what's happening in front of them. So they'll start calling in plays from the sideline, and it's the coach's attempt to really strengthen the team and help them win. How many of you would rather win than lose? All right, so sometimes we need those plays called in. So that's really two different types of playlists, if you will. Today we're going to pretty much focus on the first kind, and that is the playlists that are set up on the media devices that we use. The next 2 weeks we'll talk about the other types of playlists, but I wanted to start in with this morning because a lot of times we ask the question, why is it I keep doing what I don't want to do, or why is it that I do what I shouldn't be doing, or why is it I can't seem to get myself to do what I know I ought to be doing? How many of you have ever faced that struggle? Can I see your hand? Why do I keep doing what I know I shouldn't do, or why can't I get myself to do what I should be doing? It's just so frustrating. Well, this morning I want you to know if you've ever faced that, and many of you have said that you have, that you're not alone in that. You're in really good company. I want to start this morning with our series of scriptures that we're going to be using for today's Bible study. Looking at Romans chapter 7, verse 5, it says this: I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't. Instead, I do what I hate. And it goes on to say in that passage of scripture, then there are things that I should be doing that I don't, and I can't figure that out. Well, today we're going to see that the very way God designed your mind and heart has a lot to do with what ultimately becomes the patterns of our lives, the very thing that we're talking about this morning. So I want to start this morning in, as we're going our way through this series of scriptures, looking at an Old Testament passage of scripture. And just before we do that, we're going to pray and get right into it. So Lord, thank you in advance for hearing our hearts this morning as our minds begin to reach for you in your word. Engage us relationally, Lord, and by the work of your spirit, cause our understanding to be fruitful. Let us grasp what you want us to know so we can apply it for life change today, we pray. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. All right, Psalm 19, verse 14 says this: may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let's say that scripture together out loud. Ready? Read. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So you may be wondering, why should I care what God thinks about my thoughts and what's going on in my heart? Those are my thoughts. Besides that, thoughts don't hurt anything. Why should God care? They're just thoughts. Well, I want you to know God cares a lot about the thoughts and the musings of our mind, the meditations, the things that we hold on to, keep rehearsing in our heart, because of some things that perhaps you don't understand how God designed us to actually work. Think about this. God actually created you and wants you to walk in relationship with Him so that the power of who He is and the blessings that are involved in who He is flow into our lives because we're following Him, we're aligned with Him. Do you understand that? Okay, so that's how God wants us to be. What most people don't realize is that very function happens in the heart of who we are, not simply the outside behaviors of our lives. What God knows is that the thoughts we allow to take root in our heart and mind become the expressions of our speech. Those thoughts become expressions of our speech, and ultimately they begin to steer our lives, the experience that we actually live. Listen to this in Proverbs 4, verse 23. Again, in the Old Testament says this, guard your what? Guard your heart above all else. In other words, if you're only going to do one thing in life, this has got to be it. Guard your heart, for it determines the course of your life. Oh, Pastor Dave, that's not true. My boss determines the course of my life. My wife determines the course of my life. My husband, my parents, the taxes, the bills, whoever. There's lots of things that affect the course of my life. And God says, I know it looks like that to you, but what I want you to know is here's what's actually steering the course of your life, your heart. What you allow to play in your heart steers that. In fact, write that down. Whatever I allow to play in my heart sets the direction of my life. God is saying, I want you to know long before your behavior, long before your experiences begin to align with what you're seeing in your heart's literally steering the course of your life. The thoughts and intents, the musings, the things you meditate on, all those things are very, very powerful because they affect your life. And that's what God wants us to know this morning. That our actions and our experiences of life are not secondary, haphazard things that happen. No, there's something very, very influential happening in the core of who we are that God says, I built you that way, and I want you to know how it works so you're not confused. So you don't have to wonder for the rest of your life, why do I keep doing what I don't want to do? Why can't I do what I know I should do? God says, there's something going on in the heart of who you are, and that's actually steering the course of your life. It's your heart. So the two things we see in this passage, one is whatever I allow to play in my heart sets the direction of my life. Bottom line is thoughts are not harmless, they're powerful. Everyone say thoughts are powerful. They're not whiffs of insignificance. They're not trailing off of irrelevant issues. Thoughts are powerful. God wants you to know that. Guard your heart above all else because it determines the course of your life. The second thing is, and this is where I want you to know, you have an extraordinary power in your life, and that is this. Write this down. I am the one that chooses what plays in my heart. I'm the one that chooses what plays in my heart. What do I mean by that, Pastor Dave? What is that? What are you really saying? That nobody can go into your brain and make you think anything. You are the one who determines what I think about. You're the one that determines what you set your mind on. You're the one that does that. And God says, whatever that is, whatever you allow to play, that's what you're going to experience. So this morning, here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to a list of thoughts that a lot of people have in their minds and see if this playlist is similar to the one that plays in your mind. I'm a bad mother or I'm a bad father. I don't deserve to be loved. It's always my fault. I'm useless. I'm just not good at anything. I'm not good with money. I am so stupid. I'm a failure. I'll never amount to anything. I hate my fat thighs. Now listen, you didn't laugh until I got to that one. I'm ugly. I don't have a brain for business. I'll never get out of this mess. I'm a hopeless drunk. I'm a hopeless addict. It's too late for me. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I'm trapped in poverty. I'll never get well. I'll never break this addiction. My life is nothing. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I have a sneaking feeling that that particular playlist or pieces and parts of that playlist roll around in a lot of your minds as a regular course of your life. Some of those thoughts become the soundtrack of people's lives, and they wonder, why is it I'm trapped? Why is it that I'm stuck? And God wants you to know this morning that there is a different playlist you need to be listening to. There is a different playlist you need to be listening to. Why? Because God says in Proverbs 4:23, you guard your heart. I can't guard it for you. You guard it. Why? Because everything that you allow to settle in your heart that becomes thoughts, that becomes speech, they become patterns of our life, and your heart is holding the steering wheel of your experience, and it goes wherever you put the, whatever thoughts you put down and focus on become, you look at the pattern of your life and see, guarantee that that's exactly what's happening in your life. Why? Because God never tells a lie. He tells the truth. But here's what I want you to know. God's thoughts about you are really different than that. God's thoughts about you are really different than that. Listen to Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. It says this, my thoughts, God said, are nothing like your thoughts. Can somebody say, praise God for that, right? My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And I want to show you a perspective of how God is saying that to you. He's not sitting there with his hand on his hip, throwing a neck roll at you going, and I'm just that much better than you are. Aren't you impressed with me? No, no, he's not bragging. He's trying to give you hope this morning. God wants you to know you're not a failure. You're not a beat down. You're not trapped. You're not stuck. You're not light. You're not sentenced to addiction. You're not hopeless. You're not helpless. God has a different playlist for you. Right now, in some of you in this place, I know in my spirit, your mind, your playlist is fighting God's playlist. Like, well, you just don't know. Apparently, God's blind. He doesn't see what I'm living with. He doesn't see where I'm at. Oh, yes, he does. He wants you to know how to get out of that. He wants you to know how to get out. Listen, here's what he says about you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not for disaster. Will hard things happen? Yes, but I've got plans for you. You're not stuck wherever you are. I've got plans for you, God said. Hey, everybody, God has a plan for you. It's a good plan. Listen to it. I have a plan for good and not for disaster. I have a plan to give you a future and a hope. Hey, listen, I'm gonna rattle through a whole bunch of statements that are extrapolations of scripture verses. Here's what God's playlist is over you. I've created you in my own image. This is on your handout. This is why I said I want you to make sure you get the handout. And the scriptures are in there as with it. My eyes saw your unformed substance. I knit you together in your mother's womb. I know the numbers of hairs on your head, and before a word is on your tongue, I know it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Sin does not have the last word. Grace does. I have adopted you. You are not a spiritual orphan. You belong to me, God said. And I love you as a perfect father loves his son or daughter. In my eyes, you are a brand new new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. There is no condemnation for you because you're in me. All your sins have been forgiven. You've been saved by grace. You are utterly secure in me. Nothing can separate you from my love in Christ Jesus. No one is able to snatch you out of my hand. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are the light of the world. I have called you. I have chosen you. I'll provide everything you need. I will give you peace. You are now a saint. Hey, you're a saint. Ha! Sorry, my little Pentecostal roots just came out just for a second. Had to throw a little ha in there. You know what Pentecostal is? You have missed out on life. Come on. Listen to that. You are now a saint. Do you know God calls you a saint? Now think about it. What thought just went through your mind when I said that? If it was anything other than I am a saint in God's eyes, then your playlist is wrong. And some of you thought, well, not me. Well, yeah, you didn't see what I did last night. You didn't see me yelling at my wife or husband or kid or whatever yesterday. You didn't see me driving on the way to church this morning. I don't care about any of that stuff. I'm telling you what God's playlist is over your mind. You are a saint in God's eyes. Listen to this. You have a glorious future and you're a citizen of heaven. You're a citizen of heaven. Now, compare and contrast those two playlists. You think one way about yourself, and God thinks differently about you. Here's what I want. The sobering reality is this. In a sense, it doesn't matter what God says or thinks about you. Now, listen carefully. Your experience is set by what you think about you. So if you think I'm a loser, if that's the tone of your thoughts, guess what you're setting yourself up for all the time? I'm a loser. I'm an addict. I can't do that. I'll never get out. If that's how you think, then what God says about you doesn't matter. I didn't put this in your scripture, but literally Jesus, I didn't put this in your outline, but literally Jesus says this, your traditions, the way you think, those patterns and values, your traditions have actually nullified or made God's word of no effect. What's he saying? I see you one way. I call you one thing. I've created you this way. But because you think something else, all my power and strength is limited by what you think. What am I saying? I'm saying God's playlist will produce a very different life than what you've been thinking. You may say, well, God may see me that way, but I don't feel that way. What can I do about that? Here's what I want you to know. Starting today, you can let God change you. You can't do anything about 5 minutes ago or 2 years ago or 13 years ago where you got stuck. But starting today, you can let God change you. Starting today, you can let God change you. Listen to what I'm saying. Starting today, when is that? Today. You can let. Who can let? You, no, not we. I can let. It's got to get personal. Today, I can let God change me. Imagine the word let. I can let God change me. Does he want to change me? Yes. How do I know? Because his list is different than my list. Today, I can let God change me. How? Well, it's different than you think. Pun intended. You know how God changes us? It's going to shock you. Most people think here's how God could change me. If he would change my circumstance, See, if I could drive a new car, if I could live in a new house, if I could have plenty of money, if I could have that for a wife or that for a husband, if I could have this for a job or that for a career, if I could do this and I could do that, then I would be changed. And God says, nope, it's completely different. I change people a different way. I literally transform them into new people. How does he do it? Romans 12:2, first part of verse 2 says this: don't copy the behaviors and the customs of the world around you that you live in, but let God transform you into a what? New person. How? By changing the way you think. So write this down. God's way of changing me is from the inside out. God's way of changing me is from the inside out. How does he do that? How does he do that? How does he change me from the inside out? He literally washes the way I think by the power of his word. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 5, second part of verse 25 and 26 together says this: Christ loved the church. Are you the church this morning? He gave up his life for the church. Are you the church this morning? To make the church holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of his what? His word. In other words, the thought process that is not God's thoughts about you, anything that's not God's thoughts about you is a perverted or corrupted thought. How many of you have ever had a computer program freeze on you, an app freeze on you? Everybody see the beach ball of death that starts spinning? I don't know what Windows does. I'm not even sure. All I know is Apple Mac, so I can't help you with the Windows. I don't know if there is help for Windows. But even Mac will get the beach ball of death. What happens? There's a file that gets corrupted. There's something that glitches up. And you know what a glitch does? It causes a designed function to misfire or collapse or not work. What's the solution? Take whatever the dirt is, whatever the distortion is, whatever the glitch is, take that out. You literally have to reprogram that. What's God saying? The thought in your mind that's not aligned with how he says you are, that thought is corrupting you. Here's what God wants to do. He wants to take the authority of his word and come in there and wash that out and say, nope, that thought does not belong there anymore. This is how I've called you to be. This is who I've created you to be. This is why you're the head, not the tail. This is where you are, above and not beneath. This is how I can provide everything you need for life and godliness. God wants to take the way you think and literally wash all the corruption out so that your thoughts and meditations that goes in the core of who you are, the heart, is aligned with who he is. Why? Because you're in a perfect unity with God, and everything he is and all that he has is available to you to accomplish everything he's created you to accomplish. What am I saying? You're not trapped. You're not stuck. You're not hopeless. You're not any of those things. You can start today and let God change you, but you're the only one who can. Why? Because God has authority to do that, but he won't do it to you. But whatever you let him do, he will come in, start working with his word, and literally begin to cleanse your mind. Why? Because the thoughts and the meditations of your heart, that's what steers your life. And while you may think it'd be a lot easier, Pastor Dave, if I could just win the lottery, all these problems would go away, it's not true. Nothing we think that would fix problems except this one spot actually fixes problems. God says, I'll transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. How do I do that? Write this down. I let God change me by changing my playlist. Playlist, the things that flow in the thoughts and the intents of my heart. So really what I need to do today is kind of leave this message kind of on pause. We're going to pick this up right here next week. Next week is actually my favorite part of the whole series. I hope you come back next week for it. But the thing I felt impressed to get across to you this morning is, number one, according to God's word, your heart is holding the steering wheel of your life. It goes wherever you think, wherever you meditate on, whatever you concentrate on. That's Bible. That's God's word to you. Now, please understand this. Everybody look at me this way. The operating context that God has given this to us in is relationship. In other words, there is a part of how this works that actually works even if you don't put God in his place. It's the way God designed us to live. But the actual power of this is made available to you and me when we are in relationship with God. When we live our lives to this way, God, what do you say about this part of me? I feel this. What do you say? That's what I'll start meditating on. I am the head and not the tail. I can win in what you've called me to do. Why? Because I'm the head and not the tail. I am not alone. I'm not an orphan. I'm not a spiritual orphan. I've been adopted. I'm in your family. I'm not alone. You said you'd never leave me or forsake me. And you just go back through that list. And that's why I put those in your notes. I want you to go back to that list and find the two or three that speak most closely to the thing that hurts the worst in your life. And I want you to start going through that process this week of saying, this is what I'm going to set my mind on. This is what I'm going to give authority to. Why? Because God wants to cleanse that out of your mind. Why? Because in his relationship with you, he wants you to know, I've created you to live in the context of this relationship, and I'm a good God. I've got you. I've got you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says this. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a what? New person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. A new life has begun. Do you know what it means to belong to Christ? Think about this. This means anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. What does it mean to belong to Christ? Simply put, belonging to Christ means I believe he is God, and I accept him and choose to follow him through my life as God. I believe he is God. Jesus Christ is God. And I accept his lordship. I accept his godship over my life. And I follow him through my life. And Jesus said to us through the spirit of his word, if you live that way, you have become a new person. Your old life has gone, and a new life has begun. And here's why I'm saying that to you this morning. Many people have been around church for a while, but know deep inside, I'm not where I'm supposed to be in my relationship with God. I'm living the culture of a Christianity, but that's an outside image. Deep inside, I feel hollow. I feel unsteady. I'm not sure. And when I listen to this, I realize I need to turn my life over to God. I need to surrender to his Godship, which means it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what my opinion is. God said it, so I can believe it and I can experience it. God wants you to know this morning, if you're plagued with guilt, condemnation, fears, insecurities, all of those things, none of that comes from him. None of that is part of the relationship he has with his people. All of that comes from darkness, which means this. If those are the tones of your life today, I would encourage you to say, Jesus, I surrender afresh. I surrender again to your lordship in my life. I want to start new with you. And it may sound too good to be true, but it's not. Let me pray for you this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for being good to us. Right now, Lord, by the work of the Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would cause us to have faith to believe, Jesus, that you, what you said is true about who you are God. That what you said you came to do, which is die on Calvary's cross to pay for the sin of our life, every single one of them, you did. And that what you've promised us is ours through that sacrifice you made is ours, which is new life. I speak to the heart of men and women, boys and girls in this room today, and declare everyone who wants a new start with Jesus Christ, today is your day. You're one decision away from new life, and that is the decision to follow Jesus as your only God. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you're in here this morning, and whether it's for the first time or for the first time in a long time, you know I need to say yes to the decision to follow Jesus as my God and let him begin to reframe and rework the playlist of my life, setting me up for a brand new life. If that's you today and you know you want that, you're ready to make that decision, in just a moment I'm going to pray a simple prayer with you. But I'd like to ask you to answer the question in my heart, in your heart first. Is today the day I say yes to follow Jesus? No turning back. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you to make a decision. I'm going to count to three in just a moment. I'm going to ask, when I say three, if this is your decision day, that you slip your hand up and let me know who I'm praying with as I pray this life change prayer. One, this isn't complicated. It's pretty simple. You're either walking in life with a relationship with Jesus that he calls the shots, no matter what you think, as your Lord, or you're not. Two, I'm not going to embarrass you in any way, but if you know that today is your day, in a moment when I say three, I'm going to ask you to slip your hand up. You don't have to get out of your seat. You don't have to stand. I want to connect with you so I can pray with you. Then we're going to pray a simple prayer that's going to give your heart the ability to give your mouth words to say a prayer that changed your life forever as you decide to follow Jesus. Ready? If that's you today, three. Slip your hand up and leave it up just for a moment so I can count. One, two, three. Who else? Four, five, six, seven. Who else? Just want to make sure. Eight. Nine. Thank you. Who else? So the Holy Spirit, just let me pause here for a couple of minutes. Anybody, a couple seconds. Anybody else? Ten. Okay, you can put your hands down. Everybody look at me for a moment. I saw 10 people put their hands up. You know what that means? 10 people who are saying, I'm choosing to follow Jesus into a new life today. Now, before we do anything else, I want you to know we're about to take the first step. That's a prayer. He's going to lead you into new life, and you're going to love what God does. It's going to be different than you think, and the steps into new life are not what we'd choose. It's just how God works. But if you've got enough faith to lift your hand up and say, that's me, I'll say this prayer. You got enough faith to get started. You ready to pray? Let's all pray this prayer out loud together. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me enough to give me the truth of your word and tell me how you want me to live. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to pay for my sins. Today, I'm asking you to wash me, to cleanse me, and forgive me for every sin I've ever committed, in deed or in thought. Come into my heart, the middle of who I am, and lead me forward, because today I choose to follow you and only you as my only God from this day forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, can we just give the Lord a great big praise today?
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.